smoke
medical
weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Ryan Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoffy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoffy Hour.
Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
I'm on. I hear myself. That's all that matters.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Wow. I didn't even have my mic turned on.
Ryan went to go hit the board to play our intro song and accidentally hit his cat Luna sound effect.
I'm like an organized mess right now. Like, I haven't done this in 2 weeks, and I totally get what they say when like an athlete has a bye week that you got to keep the reps up.
Yes.
Because I feel like if I'm like a quarterback, I'm like just throwing balls out of bounds. But the other thing is once a year, it's May the 4th be with you. And I despise sci-fi, and I'm not a fun person, so I'm not into that. The other part, it usually happens in May, is my voice gets really sexy.
Yeah,
my
so
voice
sexy.
Gets sexy because I have allergies. I don't have a cold, but I have allergies. So like I go, yeah. Like even this dude at Ian's last night when I was hanging out, he's like, dude, your voice sounds great. I'm like, can this always be my voice?
New radio voice comes once a year, and you guys are in for a treat because it is here. Ryan's voice is sexy.
I would tell you right now, I'd be cool with sneezing a lot and having allergies 24/7 because it's not a cold. I don't have a sore throat. I'd be cool with that if I could have this voice.
I don't like my sick voice, but it happens to me once a year too. So eventually it'll happen and it'll be on the show and we'll compare.
I feel like your voice will sound like a girl at a smoker bar, like looking for attention. Like, I can't even laugh. My laugh is different. Oh, man. We've had so much happen to us in the last few weeks. First of all, I am now an employee of Beasley Media Group.
Woo!
I'm a jack of all trades over there, so that's cool. Also, we picked up our 9th sponsor.
Oh, my goodness. Share.
Are you a fan of lemonade?
I love lemonade.
I don't know if you are.
I think I already know who our sponsor is, though, Ryan, because we have some connections, don't we?
Tell me that. If you're so well-connected, who is it?
Didn't you go to Haley's? I heard they're
a
sponsor. Yes. Okay.
I went to Astro Bliss. That is the name of the drink, Astro Bliss.
Yes.
Hemp lemonade.
Hemp lemonade, Astro Bliss. Brewed here locally in Tampa Bay, and a good friend of ours, Haley Kaplan, who does all of our graphic designs for our logo. She takes some creative photo shoots for us, and she's just a fantastic human being. Works for them, designed their label. We both can't talk today.
Yeah.
And their label is so sick, Ryan. I love the brand.
Let me describe this. So I was going to do this live read in a few different ways because it's one of the main reasons why I'm glad I'm not in sports radio anymore. The one main reason is having to read headlines that have an ST in it because of my speech impediment. So we're going to get through this together.
You know
this.
What I love about you, Ryan?
What?
Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, is in life, we have obstacles to overcome.
Yeah, we do.
And with Ryan, it could be a speech impediment. And growing up, little Ryan Hoppy was told, you will not make it in radio.
Because, I've been told that last week.
Yeah, because you have a speech impediment. Yeah. You know what I say? Overcome what? The odds and everyone else can go F themselves. Ryan Hoppy is still here.
Or they can come F me because I'm single and I have a nice bed over there.
I just love that you have a speech impediment and like you want to do, you want to be in a career in a field that requires you to communicate with that obstacle. And I think it's fucking great. And it makes you unique.
That.
It makes you unique.
So here's how it goes. Astrobleme.com, Astroble.com. Use keyword Hoppy and save 10% on the Astro Bliss Hemp Lemonade. And I had some of that on Saturday.
Did you like it?
Oh my God. I'm not just saying that. Like, it was so good. You know, I almost fainted.
When we have
that's probably not the best endorsement. Not because of the, I just was in such bliss. Like, the word bliss really goes along with it.
Because
you'll have some, like, edibles or some infused drinks that kind of make you feel out of body and kind of give the panic attack vibe. This was very blissful. It was very euphoric. It was a good overall vibe.
What's in it that gives that bliss feel?
Oh, man, you'll have to drink to find out.
I would love to drink it. And I wish when we got new sponsors, you brought me samples.
We got to go over there because they said we can get like two a week.
And we'll go see Haley.
She's the absolute best. She took the picture for me and she just knows what to do.
I know.
And got it done in like 3 minutes.
See, Tampa Bay is such a small little planet over here and we're just all connected somehow. Isn't that crazy?
Hell yeah. So it's got 30 milligrams of THC and 20 milligrams of CBD. And it acts fast, it's euphoric, it's uplifting, and it's blissful.
There you go.
Sounds like my kind of time, Alessia.
Sounds nice.
That's the way everybody's ever described me when they've gone on a date with me or been in a relationship. That I act fast, I'm euphoric, I'm uplifting, and I'm blissful. By the way, I have another announcement that I'm doing just for like a favor for a friend. And I will be attending it tonight. There is this meditation, and I have a whole script that I'm going to read off of. This is a very chill show. Like, some people might be more professional when they do their live reads, but those people aren't me. You know what I'm saying?
You do you.
Okay. Here it is. There is a Scorpio full moon eclipse sound healing meditation at Lassing Park tonight at 7:30 p.m. May the 4th, Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, I will be there.
Coming together with sound, nature, and herbs can help us open up to what this full moon wants to help us with. Philip Walker, who is the guide, he is the absolute best. He goes to Ian's about every first and third Sunday at 10:30, but I haven't attended because when I was working my morning radio job, I was getting up at 4:30, so those were my 2 days to sleep in. So I'm going tonight.
No way.
He also
are you going?
Probably, yeah.
I'm going if you're going.
Let's go. And high five.
I fucking love this.
Hell yeah.
Okay, continue, Philip.
But you're going to actually go because it took me a month to get you to go to Dignitary.
No, I'm actually going to go because my neighbors and I have it planned for tomorrow night, a full moon yoga in our backyards. Our backyards are connected and we are so serious about this. Yeah. It's going to be a little treat. So why not go tonight? Sound bowls.
Here's the even better part. His friend Stephanie, man, the universe is trying to get me to really die today, is making a herbal tea for it too. More about the bulls and drumming. So
I love there you go. That you say herbal because I say herbal. Oh. And I wonder what ratio of our audience says herbal versus
anybody
herbal.
That's from Illinois is what that is. Anybody from Illinois, we say a lot of weird things. You know what we say when you want to... So let's say you got to make a U-turn and you're in the car with somebody and you got to let them know you got to make a U-turn.
You say Papa Yui.
We say bang a Yui in Chicago.
Bang a Yui. Bang a Yui. Okay. I love these phrases.
I'm not kidding either.
It's kind of like how in the UK an eraser is a rubber.
Yeah. Here's the funny part. Is the first time I ever heard that, my dad was friends with this Catholic priest that went to our church, and he's the one that told us, and I was like, you would know about banging something.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'm kidding, not at all. Oh, man. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley. How are you? You digging my look today?
You look great.
I put up that reel of our live read from last month. 2,500 views, babe.
I love it. I love it. And I love our idea last night.
AKA. So what's the idea?
The idea is that you and I film our outings together.
Yeah.
And it's also a chance for us to spend more time together because we always want to and then we don't, but it would be content. So it's like work and play. But first idea was to go to Rich and to have me there commenting on, you know, the makeover you get, which I love.
Hell yeah. So here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to go to richkbarber.com and you can sign up ahead of time. And then if you have to wait a few days, just let your hair grow out. Don't go to a chain. Trust me. Oh, I want to go to Lady Jane's to be around beautiful women. Get a life.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh man, not only is my voice gone, but also the organization on this show. I was like, hey Alessia, can you read the news I sent you? And you didn't get the email. That's quite infuriating. I'll send it to you in a second. You know what's up?
Okay. Oh, wait, my headphones are
Wow. If I could describe today's show, be like sloppy sex with somebody you don't really care about, but you're like both taking out it on each other, like a hookup with some girl on Tinder you haven't seen in 4 months.
Why not? You're in it and you can't stop, but it's sloppy and that's the vibe. It's not getting better. I will say it was funny. I was dropping my daughter off at school today. Her teacher that was helping her get out of the car had a Star Wars shirt on. Ugh. So I said, "May the fourth be with you." Yeah. And he said, "And also with you." And it brought me back to like my Catholic church days when you're like in church and you say to the priest, you know, or the priest says, "Peace be with you." And you say, "And also with you." But it was just like the way it was played out. Like, I think both of us must have been Catholic because it felt like that.
I cringe hearing that. I cringe hearing "and also with you."
How did you know? Wait, you're not Catholic.
I was not. How dare you? For 18 years, I had to go to fucking church every Sunday.
You're lying.
At 11:30 a.m. and the NFL begins at 12:30 in the Midwest. It begins around 1:31 here.
How
I would miss the first half of the Bears game, which it didn't really matter. But I had to because they sucked. But I had to go to church every Sunday. I got confirmed. I got my first communion. I got my baptism. You want to hear about my confirmation? So we all had buddies that we ended up like going to the front of the church with. My buddy was the priest who was doing the mass. And they had me lead the pact. So there was
buddy was the priest?
Hear me out. So we all walked to the front of the church and they had me lead the way. So it looked like I didn't have a partner for my confirmation.
It looked like you were the priest because you were probably so much taller than everyone else in your class.
You want to hear something naughty? And when I talk about this is very anonymous because this happens all the time in the Catholic church.
Dear God.
But my priest... Oh, that confirmed me.
I don't want to know.
Do you remember hearing like 4 years ago?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know where this is going.
It's kind of funny in a sick way. It's not. Hear me out.
Okay.
At a park in Miami.
Oh, dear God.
In a car, the priest that confirmed me that I hung out with.
No.
Was giving a guy a blowjob.
No. Stop.
And he made international news. And I remember I found out about it. And my mom was like, "I was afraid to tell you about father," insert name here. And I was like, "I don't care. Why is he being appraised?
Yeah.
Go have gay sex in Boys Town. Sounds more convenient."
Dear God.
856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of dear God, Jack Dorsey is trying to make a Twitter alternative. Blue Sky Social. I'm sure every asswipe, out of touch elitist will join this crap.
Twitter alternative that is said to be taken off. Right now it is invite only as it's still in the development phase. ABC's Alexis Christophorus is here with why the app is getting so much buzz lately. Alexis, good morning.
Oh yeah, you gotta have the invite. You gotta have millions of dollars in your bank account to join Jack Dorsey's lame version of Twitter because he misses being famous. Oh, Alessia, don't you feel like you're missing out because you didn't get the invite to Blue Sky?
I feel like I'm missing out because I don't get the invite to a lot of things, Ryan.
Good morning.
Hey, Gio, if you haven't heard of it yet, it is called Blue Sky, and it is backed by Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey. The app is gaining traction with power users of Elon Musk's Twitter, turning these one-time billionaire buddies into rivals. It's been dubbed the buzziest social media app on the internet, but you currently need an invite to get a look at it. Blue Sky is being called the Twitter replacement, and some people are clamoring to get access.
But I thought Jack Dorsey was done with Twitter. I thought he was out of here. I thought he wanted nothing to do with social media. All of a sudden, you miss being famous, so you're making a copycat. But I'm not going to front and say that he didn't do a good job with Twitter. He just protected the Bidens and anything that was liberal from being trending. But it is insane how much Elon Musk has ruined Twitter. It's crazy.
You think so?
Who wants to pay for a fucking verification unless you have small D energy and you want everybody?
I think it's a smart move. The people that are verified or want to be have the money to pay for it. So why not? Any way to make money, Ryan.
Alessia, the people that are fucking verified half the time are like losers.
Well, good for them. If they care enough, they'll pay for it.
But then, like, when I'm tagging something on Twitter, like last night I made a sports tweet for some reason. I, like, couldn't find the fucking Oakland Athletics Twitter because they didn't have the blue check mark. Where, like, it's things like that where you're just like, It's a first world problem. And the tweet got no interaction because it was not very genuine having me talk about sports. Let's be honest here.
Alternative Twitter platform that looks like early Twitter and it's not run by Elon Musk. And honestly, that goes a long way for users right now.
Yeah.
At first glance, the two platforms look very similar. The profiles, timelines, and colors are nearly identical. Even their creator is the same. Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey developed Blue Sky in 2019 while he was still head of Twitter. He even touted the app to lawmakers, claiming it could be a possible roadmap for...
All right, I don't care anymore. Twitter will always be supreme because I have 7,500 followers on there. So I found out that I sent Alessia an email.
I can't.
What can't you do?
Ryan,
Alessia, explain what happened.
How did you spell my name like that? Okay, Ryan said twice, Alessia, check your emails. I sent you all our news clips for today. And I'm like, no, you didn't, Ryan. And I just look at his computer and he butchered my name. This is how he spelled my name. Well, no one would know how to spell my name, but he added in like extra syllables and completely butchered it. And
I'm a mess, dude. Okay, can you tell I'm a mess?
S-S-I-A. Thank you, at Ryan. Gmail. Lord have mercy on our souls today, y'all.
How's the plumber? Is the plumber good? Is he hanging out? Is he doing a good job?
Hate that name for him. He is doing...
But he's the one. You're the one that came all messy hair when we were recording at iHeart looking like you just got... plumbed. You know what I'm saying? Don't come to the show all horned up and all excited and then be like, I want to give him a name that's actually kind of catchy. Yeah. And then be like, actually, I don't want it.
I want to change his
name. He looks like a plumber.
No.
And he does plumb.
Oh, first of all, he does not look like a plumber. He's way sexier. He's too hot to be a plumber. If he was my plumber, I'd be like,
Yeah.
He's doing great. It was just his birthday and I made him
Happy birthday.
I made him a cheesecake and it was okay. I mean, it wasn't like my best work, but it was something. I did my best.
I love when women cook food and it's like a 7 or 8 out of 10 and they're like, oh, it's not that good. It's like, you see me cooking?
Yeah,
I can't cook shit.
It wasn't great. A New York style cheesecake.
What was wrong with it? I'm sure it was delightful.
I think I wanted it to stay really flat on top and it kind of like sunk. Like as it was cooling, it kind of sunk in a little bit. And the sides were like kind of brown instead of staying that nice like cheesecakey like look on the outside. I don't know how the Cheesecake Factory does it. Oh my God. I love a good cheesecake. What's your favorite dessert, Ryan?
I was talking to somebody about this at Ian's last night, which, what a surprise, a place where you can allegedly consume marijuana with your medical card. You'd be talking about munchies. I love cinnamon rolls.
Oh my God. I make amazing homemade cinnamon rolls.
Of course you do.
And I haven't made them in years.
How are you not married?
I don't know. I think I...
Because you're crazy.
Oh,
me too.
She's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
That's why we make a good team is we're both batshit crazy. Because we're both catches on the outside.
Yeah.
Like you look at us and you go, oh my God, how the hell could they be single? Even though you're not really single. But you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden you speak out loud for an hour into this mic and you go, I kind of get it.
Yes.
I kind of get where the universe is coming from.
You know what though, Ryan?
What?
I would rather be outspoken than be one of those closet freaks. Listen, we're all a little crazy inside.
Yeah.
I'd rather be outspoken about it, I guess.
Speaking of closet freaks.
Sitting here being like, you have the most stacked roster of any person that has ever come on Call Her Daddy, Gwyneth. I'm not kidding.
Gwyneth Paltrow is getting honest about her famous exes. In a new interview with Spotify's Call Her Daddy podcast, the Goop founder got candid about her past relationships with Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck, and even plays a revealing game of Ben or Brad with host Alex Cooper.
Who is a better kisser?
Oh my God, let me think. Gosh, I have to.
I think both of them were better than her. She seems like she'd be such a boring kisser. I'm too busy making my goop to really be focused in this moment.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
Of course you do.
And I love Goop. I love everything she produces. Ugh. I love the show. And I loved that, like, and I quote, she said, Ben Affleck was great in bed, but Brad was more romantic. And I could see the different vibes and chemistry we have with our partners. Our, you know, like, one guy's great, but the other one you have an emotional connection to. But then also, let's be honest, she's married right now. And so Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy is asking her about her hookups just because they're hot celebrities and we want to know what they were like.
Women fascinate me when it comes to sex because, like, a guy can hook up with somebody they find revolting.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, totally.
Ew, why? What do you mean?
How else do you think you get laid at the end of relationships?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment's been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. I've gone twice in the last week, but there's no video proof because when I'm there, I'm punching that bag.
Ryan, your arms look swole.
Yeah, baby. I'm punching that bag, thinking of everything that annoys me. I think... And this might sound unhealthy, and I don't want to attach this to Amir. So these opinions do not represent the classiest man known as Amir. I will think of everything that I hate.
Yeah.
And I have about 15 people on my list that I just find annoying. Most of them are in radio and run their mouth for some reason. And I just think of that person. They go.
You really do?
I ain't kidding.
Yeah.
I might as well go to their Twitter page or go to their radio show page, right click the picture, go to a printer and put it on the bag, and I'll punch that bag for an hour, baby.
You know, last time I went to a class, I did the same thing. Mentally, I thought of someone, and I was punching a lot harder.
It's amazing.
It is.
No other workout does that. Because, like, when you're, like, working out with dumbbells or a leg workout right. or whatever, you're trying to focus on your form.
You're not in a spin class trying to cycle away from someone.
Well, here's what happens. What happens is whenever I get really annoyed and I'll do dumbbells, I think in my like horned up brain, cause I get really tense when I work out, like really like alive. And I go, oh yeah, I could totally do those 35 pounds really fast cause I want to feel adrenaline. And then for a whole week I have back pain.
You are flashing your muscles at me right now.
I am not, baby.
You look good, Ryan.
We're going to have a quick team meeting.
Thank you, Amir.
Of course,
get Amir. Our boy in shape, Amir.
Hell yeah. Here's the thing. We're going to have a little in-show meeting for 10 seconds before we go back to the show. I sent you on Facebook. We're going to do two things. Alessia's pile, where I have all these headlines, and we'll go through them. I sent them to you on Facebook Messenger, so just go through it one by one. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the show, we're going to do... weed news.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So, Leslie, I want to ask you, how much do you know about, like, Tucker Carlson and cable news?
Nothing.
All right. Tucker Carlson is this guy on Fox News that was immensely popular. you wouldn't agree with any of his revolting opinions. He was kind of a see you next Tuesday. He was kind of a douche. And you know those political shows on Comedy Central that are funny? Kind of?
Right.
He was doing a news version of it because he began in that. So it was kind of bad that on Fox News, you're doing things that are almost a parody. Like, I know Fox News is a parody and so is CNN and all of them. But people were taking it as like legitimate news and like bowing down to him. Well, he got fired because of a text message.
Ooh, what did his text say and how did they get a hold of it?
Overnight, a new report about former Fox News host Tucker Carlson's private comments after his bombshell departure from Fox News.
You know what I love, real quick? And this is not me projecting at all. I love when private comments get spilled to the public. Nothing beats when you think you're having a private conversation and that private conversation is no longer private.
Overnight, a new report about former Fox News host Tucker Carlson's private comments after his bombshell departure from Fox News. In a text message obtained by the New York Times, sent by Carlson to one of his producers in the hours after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, the host allegedly describes watching a video of a group of people he calls Trump guys violently attacking a, quote, Antifa kid, calling it dishonorable and adding, "It's not how white men fight." Carlson also writing he found himself rooting for the mob. "I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it." But then Carlson writes, quote, "An alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. If I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is?"
You want to know something funny?
Oh my goodness.
Guess who was the radio show that gave him his big break?
Tell
15,
me.
17 years ago.
What?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
No way.
I'm not kidding. He almost got canceled because all these tapes from when Bubba was on Sirius got released and he said things kind of like that. So he's had about 20 years of being an asswipe.
The Times reporting that the message was filed in the Dominion lawsuit but remains redacted from public court documents.
Yeah.
But the Times reports its contents were disclosed in interviews it conducted with several people who have knowledge of the Dominion voting system's defamation lawsuit against.
But the thing is, you don't say things. If you are one of the most famous news anchors of all time, Alessia, you don't just say things without... You must be such a narcissist to think you're not going to get caught. You know what I'm saying? You must be so out of this world.
I don't understand how you can be in... This is stupid for me to even say.
Just say it. The show's done as hell.
It's literally... everybody, but how can you be in the public eye and like feel this way behind closed doors? Like how
he works at Fox News. He's not working at C-SPAN. Come on. No,
people,
it's Fox. NBC News has not confirmed the contents of the text. The text message added to a growing number of internal issues that led Fox to Carlson's firing, the Times reports, according to several people familiar with the matter. Throughout his tenure as the lead primetime host on Fox, Carlson courted a conservative audience, often with rhetoric about race and immigration.
We have a more...
Yeah, he was a delightful guy. 856-49-HOPPY. I say it was like he's dead. No, his career is dead. What was funny was... in the first hour, he put up a selfie video somewhere and it got more ratings than anything on Fox News. So I think he'll be just fine. Yeah. There are people that are brainwashed that will pay for that. Alessia, is it possible to go into your pile?
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Ryan, have you seen White Man Can't Jump?
No, but it's on my list on Hulu. Alessia?
Okay, well, this 1992 classic is getting a remake, and we shall see how it does. But rapper Jack Harlow and actor Cynthia Walls take on the respective roles of Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes from the 1992 classic White Man Can't Jump. White men can't jump. And so now the movie is called White Men Still Can't Jump.
I love it. People are mad about it. It's one of those things where you're remaking something from the 90s that wasn't that good. And all the Gen Xers that were in their 20s and the 90s were like, there's no way you can remake it. Even though the things they were into were sampled from the 70s. And you get the point.
I think the plot of the movie is good. I haven't seen it, or if I have, I don't remember. But basically, it's these two rival basketball players from the same neighborhood. One guy's white, one guy's black, a true love story. And then, you know, they end up joining forces and taking on this neighborhood tournament together. I love a good, anything with sports, any like sport movie, I love. So I feel like I'm going to definitely watch it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Streaming on Hulu.
Are you a fan of Jack Harlow?
I am a fan of no one because I am very out of touch with like everything.
Wow, you're a bundle of fun.
Yeah.
How are you not a fan of Jack Harlow? He's like the coolest dude ever.
You like Jack Harlow?
I've seen him twice in concert and I listen to his music all the time.
No way.
His latest music was like more about him talking about how he can't trust women and he keeps his circle small.
So he's relatable to you.
Hell yeah.
Okie dokie.
What else do you have in your pile?
All right. So Megyn Kelly posts photos of herself in a bikini in a red MAGA style hat that reads, "Make Women Female Again."
Megyn Kelly is the biggest loser of all time because her dumb daytime talk show failed during the day because no one wants to watch that pretentious piece of garbage try to be relatable when she's only good at being a hateful person.
Nothing annoys me more
than what?
Than white women that have these types of hats. So here specifically in the Tampa Bay area, there's like this stream of trucker hats I've seen on Instagram from friends and friends of friends that I have now unfollowed because I'm just annoyed as F.
Yeah.
And their hats are like, Daddy DeSantis, Daddy DeSantis. And they're like rocking a bikini. They look like the typical Florida white girl.
Yeah,
and
like, I love that.
They're in their Daddy DeSantis Florida trucker hat. And I just want to barf. And I'm like, oh my God, these people with their damn politics.
I find those girls so hot, but the problem is I'm not really the person they go for. They go for somebody that actually believes in Republican.
Keep the dang politics off your trucker hat. Make women female again. This is just another political thing. And I hate it.
Here's how phony some of those females are that believe in DeSantis or Trump. Here's an example. I was hooking up with this girl after my breakup in like November through February. Nice girl. We've kept in touch. She's a good person. I would say I'm a friend with her. Like I haven't seen her in a few months, but we'll text. And she was very Republican, but was on the pill and had premarital sex.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Aren't you supposed to wait until marriage and then being on the pill is kind of like abortion, like you're preventing the babies from getting made? That's what I thought was funny. Is a lot, I didn't mind having sex with her, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, I don't think people realize that like it's propaganda what they believe in. Like your behavior of being on the pill is going against its birth control, which is against the Republicans. Do you ever notice that with people that are... It doesn't happen as much with liberals because they're just pretentious ass wipes I don't want to be around. But Republicans believe the hype. They're like, Donald Trump is a great family man who believes in God. And saying that he's paying off a whore and he's going to church for 2 minutes.
I can't. I just, in general, just can't.
I can't
Speaking
either.
Of really screwed up politics.
Yeah.
So something was released recently.
And sex tape?
That was Jeffrey Epstein's calendar, and on it showed scheduled dates with Obama and the White House lawyer while he was a convicted sex offender. So basically Epstein has all of these like scheduled meetings with very high elite people worldwide and within the United States while he's on trial for being a sex offender.
Here's the thing. I thought Obama, and I did vote for him, the last person I voted for. But let me tell you, why is Obama hanging out with a sex offender?
I'm telling you this right now.
What are you telling me?
And this is the truth. This is not a, what's the word I'm looking for, Ryan? Conspiracy.
Let me get the breaking news music on because I just can't go through my life hearing you say this without possibly some production behind it.
Thank you. I need some lead up.
This is going to be a bombshell. Here we go.
This in the news. Jeffrey Epstein is still alive.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's still 100 100%, 100%, the man is still alive. And they totally took him out. They claimed that he committed suicide in jail. What an easy cop out, because all Americans are dumb and believe that shit.
Oh my God.
They totally took him, put him on witness protection, sent him back to his private damn island, did some plastic surgery to reconstruct his face, and he looks like a completely different person. He's walking free. Are y'all dumb? Come on.
Bro.
His calendar is still booking appointments with the elites of the world. He's still here, people.
You know who Glenn Beck is?
No, tell me more.
He's a Republican, like, news anchor, kind of like Tucker Carlson. Like, he's not as relevant, but he was on Fox News. He was the one with the chalkboard, like, 15 years ago when Obama got elected. Anyway, he began in Tampa and in Baltimore as, like, a top 40 wacky radio DJ. And then he saw the money in conspiracy talk. Baby, I think I just found our way to the top.
What's our way?
Conspiracy. Alessia Jones. Have you be Alex Jones with the female version? I think that would take off immensely. Forget about celebrity news and trying to do an honorable show that I put a lot of prep in. Conspiracy talk, babe.
Oh, I love it.
I don't want
to
do it.
I need to know something.
What?
What is a conspiracy theory you have?
That George Bush knew about 9/11 before it happened.
100%. I think the same thing.
Yeah. Here's why. I'm not big into conspiracy theories.
And yet I like George Bush as a human. He's a painter now.
As a human, fine. As a president, he's a piece of shit. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the moment that I knew that's one conspiracy theory we can actually get down with, was when he was reading to those kids that morning.
Yes.
And then I think it was like Colin Powell or
like
somebody.
Walks into the classroom
and then whispers in his ear, and he acts like the world's not under attack. And whatever, I'll keep reading Blue's Clues or whatever he was reading.
How do you just get up in a classroom? And I think they planned that on purpose. I think that was the perfect scenario for him to be sitting in that classroom when he got the news. Guys, that was sad. That was some heartbreaking stuff.
You know what else is funny, Alessia? It's not really funny, but that is the most well-planned out plan of all time.
I can't.
I don't want to go down it. But when you like watch documentaries about it, you're like, can you imagine if we took the organization of how they planned out 9/11 and like put that into good? Like, our planet would be so much far, because that's the most well-planned out plan of all time. A despicable plan. I don't believe in an afterlife, but if there is one, those guys are burning in hell. But that plan, man, if we could take that and do some good, bro, I'm just saying right now.
I mean, that's one way to look at it, Ryan.
I mean, it's a very smoking a lot of weed kind of way to look at it. It's not a way I'm, proud about.
You want to know what's mind-blowing?
What? The plumber?
Honey Boo Boo.
Dude, she's like an adult.
Wait. I got it. We just went from 9/11 to Honey Boo Boo, but...
Happy hour.
Elena Thompson, better known as Honey Boo Boo, is graduating from high school. And she, yikes, the 17-year-old, wears a pink cap and gown in her Georgia graduation. I'm looking at a photo right now, and I can't believe this is Honey Boo Boo. She got fake lashes on, y'all. She got a little double chin still going. You cute. You cute, Elena.
And the best part was she got away from that loser mom.
No.
That was the best thing to ever happen to her.
Why? She's not with her mommy anymore?
No, her mom's like with somebody that like, they're just that had like a drug addiction and allegedly was like abusing them. Like, the mom's a loser. Honey Boo Boo, the best thing to happen to her, I think she's living with her aunts or somebody. She's now living with her mom. And that is what led her to success. If she would have always been with Mama Jen, she would have never gone far in life.
Ugh, I'm sorry. I couldn't transition to Honey Boo Boo. I'm still thinking about 9/11.
I know.
Damn, Ryan.
You want to hear more about something? Speaking of politics, I am so surprised.
Tell me. I
can't believe it. Can you believe that Joe Biden's son is a deadbeat dad? I would never believe that. Somebody that was smoking crack on a sex tape with an Asian hooker and cheats on his wife all the time. Can you believe that he's behind on child support payments?
Is he? I wonder how much his child support is.
Well, let's find out.
Intense security today as Hunter Biden, the president's embattled son, arrives for a do-or-die child support hearing.
That's not good. When the child support payment or the child support meeting goes to a do-or-die format, that means things are bad. That means things are not even cordial.
You know what I did recently with my child support?
What'd you do?
I felt good about myself. So child support is based on income. And I willingly, I'm just like patting myself on the back for this, and this is so dumb.
All right.
But I've been making more money. And so I went to my children's father and I said, "Hey, I'm making more money. Let's recalculate so you don't owe me as much in child support." And we did. And he paid me less this month. Honorable or dumb. You decide.
I would milk the man for all it's worth. Not him particularly. I'm not trying to call him out because he's an MMA fighter, so I don't want him to beat my ass. I'm more saying, I don't even know what I'm saying. Please don't hurt me.
A child support hearing. Flanked by Secret Service agents, Biden is asking for a reduction in the child support he pays for his 4-year-old love child, Navy Roberts.
There she is right there.
The baby mama, former stripper London Roberts.
Of course she is.
First of all, who is this news reporter that's like, do or die, baby mama? Like, what are these words right now? Oh my goodness.
Look at this tramp.
Can I see?
She looks like Stormy Daniels, just without the clam chowder.
She's just making her money.
Yeah, but don't get knocked up.
Nah, she did it. She did a job, and it is what it is.
You know, he was trying to pull out, and she's she was trying to pull 100%. Out, and he was trying to pull out, and she was like, "Get closer, get in here."
Yes, of course. No,
get in here right
this
now.
This happens too often, where these women magically get pregnant. Like, yeah. How, if this is your field, do you get pregnant? Like, no, you wanted it, girl. You wanted this.
You wanted it because you didn't have a father and you got daddy issues.
Shut up!
Just the truth.
Is accusing Biden of hiding his income. He travels the world on the most comfortable airplane in existence, Air Force One. He also has some of the most expensive attorneys on planet Earth.
And he does crack.
The most
expensive. Biden met Roberts in 2000.
Look at this bitch. She looks like a terrible person.
She's pretty.
She'd be a freaky lady. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind hooking up with her, but I would wear 5 condoms, bruh.
2017, when she was dancing at a strip club in Washington, D.C. She gave birth to baby Navy in 2018.
Baby Navy.
Oh, look at this kid. Look at this baby. She's got...
Aww.
She's so lucky to have such a responsible mother and a great father.
Do you think she sees Grandpa?
I don't even think Grandpa knows she's alive.
Hunter initially denied the child was his.
I would later challenge in court the woman from Arkansas. I had a baby in 2018 and claimed the child was mine.
Yeah, I'm a deadbeat dad and I cheat on my wife because I'm a loser and my dad's also a loser and my mom's also an imbecile. So, you know, it kind of runs in the family.
I had no recollection of our encounter.
But yeah, because I was blackout drunk and having a midlife crisis, so I hooked up with this whore.
DNA tests prove that Hunter Biden is the girl's biological father. He now pays $20,000 a month in child support.
Is that how much your pretty boy baby daddy pays? $20,000?
No.
That's a lot of money.
I do not even get a tenth of that.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Okay.
But little Navy has never been acknowledged by the Biden family.
Aww,
oh, good, you know.
Sad.
You know what she needs to do?
What?
The baby needs to go to counselingoncall.net and get a shrink right now.
Happy hour.
Up next is weed news.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, man. Babe, we only got 15 minutes left. No!
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
I can't even tell if you're being serious. This following segment, we got a ton of sponsors we got to give some love to. That is such a first world problem when you have to give love to a lot of sponsors. So first of all, we got Astro Bliss Lemonade at astrobleem.com, astrobleme.com. Get the hemp lemonade. It's got THC and CBD. And when you use the keyword hoppy, you save 20%. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com, the best CBD and Delta 8 honey around. Use keyword Hoppy to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by my favorite, Mitra 9. Kava and Kratom beverages.
I have been drinking Kratom on the reg lately.
Because it's so good, babe. That's why.
I mean, when I say the reg, more than ever. I mean, because I wasn't drinking it at all before. But yeah, I like it.
Did you also drink it when you were on the rag?
Wow. Really, Ryan? Wow. Actually, I'm not even going to talk.
No, you're too classy for that. This is also being brought, I'm just kidding. Please don't be offended and not talk to me again. This is also being brought to you by FitSageFitness.net. Devin Prasad. We got to get some content with him. He's so handsome. That dude gets views on views.
Does he?
Oh, he does. I've known him for 8 years.
I have not seen a picture. Can I see a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you in a second. This is also being brought to you by, finally, WestchasePrinting.com. And I met up with DJ Tone Tampa, who runs the company, at Park and Rec in downtown St. Pete on Sunday. And if you're looking for one of the best DJs in all of the Bay Area, DJ Tone Tampa, he recently, because Park and Rec in Tampa closed, he's looking for some gigs on Fridays and Saturdays. And when I tell you that my good friend DJ Tone would be the perfect person to hit up, I'm a man of my words. All right, we're going to come back for the last 14 minutes with some weed news and some variety of celebrity news, which pretty much describes this podcast.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Luna. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
You like Devin, how he looks?
Who is this guy?
It's my friend Devin.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hell yeah. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And if you ever need anybody to talk to, because I'm big on mental health and I'm big on talking to people, so if you ever are in a dire situation and you need someone to talk to, hit me up. And the best part about talking to me is I don't go to famous people with the info. So don't worry, I'm a confidential person. Alessia, do you have weed news loaded up?
We got some local weed news today, Ryan.
This headline that you're about to read pissed me off.
Yes.
Sorry, I meant to go turn off my mic. Maybe I am too high. Go on.
A Pinellas County judge denies a defendant the use of medical marijuana and suggests Xanax instead. Here in Tampa Bay, medical marijuana cards have been all the rage. It's about damn time.
Why take the med that gives you temporary brain loss when you can take the Xanax that gives you permanent brain loss?
Yes. So Vaquero is the judge, and she advised a woman to consider Xanax instead. Obviously, we know that Xanax is a more powerful drug and known for the side effects. It can be addictive. So why? Why would they prescribe Xanax over medical marijuana?
How old does this judge look? Give me a estimation.
She looks like she, bless her heart, has not been laid in a very long time.
Give me the age. 50s.
Judge Dorothy Vaquero. Bless your heart, Dorothy. Girlfriend, I want to take you out. We're going to get some coffee. We're going to vent to each other. Right.
Here's my point.
That's what she looks. She looks like she needs some loving.
So here's the thing. She grew up in the era of the 90s. She didn't grow up in the 90s, but was in her 20s or 30s in the 90s when popping pills. I've been on over 25 meds. My parents are always trying to figure out how to help me out. And the meds at work is Lamictal and Klonopin. But here's the point. This new generation of Gen Z, and millennials are all about Kava, Kratom, weed, Delta 8, CBD, ketamine, all these things, mushrooms, all these things to take care of your body. But then the boomers and Gen Xers that gave us pills without even knowing, and mom, I'm not throwing a shot at you, but the pills that were given to us had side effects.
Right.
So when you're telling me, oh, you shouldn't do weed because there's side effects, you're telling me Xanax doesn't have any side effects, you imbecile.
And also, okay, Judge Dorothy Vaccaro, no offense, but you're not a doctor, babe. You're a judge. And so you're not really the one to be telling people what to do. And during the hearing, she tells this 21-year-old woman who claims to be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder that you, unquote, don't have cancer, so therefore you should not be using marijuana. Instead, she recommends that the woman consider Xanax. First of all, not her place to speak on what the diagnosis is or what this woman should use, but she's trying to justify that the woman should not be using a medical marijuana card. I don't know. Here's the thing too. I suffer with anxiety. I have found that Kratom is helping my anxiety.
Of course it is. It's a beautiful plant.
I think that's why I've been drinking it more lately, but I also have to be cautious because people say that Kratom can be addictive.
And that's the other thing. This is what I'm tired of.
Everything in moderation, you know, people.
But this is what I'm tired of hearing.
Okay.
I am done.
What?
I'm glad I finally have this outlet to say this. People go, oh, well, Kratom and Kava is addictive. Potentially. But you know what else is addictive? Klonopin. Last year, my psychiatrist retired. And the place I was going to promised me that they were just going to transfer me over to a new doctor. So I ran out of refills. So I called them and they're like, and this was like February 2022. And they were like, oh, we have an opening in July.
Right.
You don't think I began crying on the ground, freaking out that the Klonopin helps me and that I was able to find a doctor and everything's good. But here's what I'm saying. If that's not an addiction, if that's not relying on something, I'm cool with having it. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. But what I'm saying is these boomers and Gen Xers that rip into Kava, rip into Kratom, rip into marijuana, rip into everything are giving us things that we're also kind of addicted to.
I think people are just scared of what they don't know and all these new things. And they're like, oh my gosh, what's that? And we naturally fear what we don't know. And that's all that's happening. That's all that's happening here.
I'm just done with it. It's literally infuriating. It drives me nuts, Alessia. It drives me out of this world.
Yeah. So what you're saying is we should be more open-minded.
We should be more open-minded. And the other thing is we should get high more and realize that none of this matters and that you're an imbecile judge that wants to lay down the power because you haven't been laid since 2004 and the guy was wearing a condom and he barely felt anything. So you haven't had loving since 97. So now you want to bring down the power on all of us.
Oh, I feel bad for her. She looks sweet. I will say in other news, so the NBA is dropping cannabis like it's hot from the league's banned substances list. Mm. And who is supporting this? No one other than Snoop Dogg.
Hell yeah. He's like the original influencer.
Of course Snoop Dogg is the one just chiming in on this random news. So the NBA is dropping it. And we've been talking about this for a while, Ryan. Like, sports are now dropping the regulation that athletes need to be tested for cannabis.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Great. Let's move on.
I just can't believe that it took this long, but I also can believe it took this long because we needed, we needed the boomers to either die off or lose power. Anyway, end of point. Why did you just click on the board like you're waiting to see how much longer we had? You were like, oh my God, I must know.
I have a Botox appointment. I don't want to miss it.
What time's the Botox appointment?
1:40.
Where is the Botox appointment?
It's at Elan Aesthetics in Hyde Park, Tampa. They are one of my old marketing clients. Shout out to Katrina and Lindsay, the owners, and the wonderful staff at Elan Aesthetics. I have been very wrinkly, and my boyfriend, can I say boyfriend?
Say whatever the hell you want.
You know what? I don't even know what the fuck he is. He hasn't asked me.
You need to figure that out.
He has, whatever. He's great.
You need to figure that out.
He commented that I'm, he goes, wow, you have gray hair. They're like shining in the sun. So guess what I did this morning?
Trying not to get laid?
I went and got my hair dyed. Okay.
No, man, I don't care.
Partially because of him, because I haven't had my hair done in a long time. And then partially just because I wanted to. And then I booked, okay, it was him. Then he mentioned that I have wrinkles on my face. And I was like,
And you're looking kind of fat. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying you might as well go down the list. What are you doing, plumber?
What else? What else is wrong with me? So now I'm getting Botox today. I got my hair cut and colored, and apparently I'm going to hit the gym and sauna. So there's that.
Whenever I've had a girlfriend,
yes,
and they've gone, does it look like I've gained any weight?
Yes.
Or I always say no. And it always gets me laid later on in the day because they're like, thank you for not telling the truth. I've had them say that before. Here's what I'm saying, plumber.
No, Alessia, don't call him the plumber.
Alessia goes, hey, I'm feeling kind of wrinkly. Are you serious? You are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and there are no wrinkles on your face.
Wait, I had to look up into your eyes when you said that to me.
And then you go, does it look like I've gained any weight? I haven't really worked out as much with everything Mateo and my daughter, I keep forgetting her name.
Yeah, Nadia.
Nadia have been up to. So I haven't really been able to hit the gym, and I've been eating a lot of ice cream while laying in bed.
Right.
Am I gaining any weight, plumber? No, you are not. You are perfect the way you are, and there's more to love. Hell yeah. Spank
it.
That's
sweet.
Spank it.
I know. I was like really surprised you pointed out my facial wrinkles. I kind of was like, damn.
You're kind of looking like an old hag.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get my face frozen in 40 minutes.
So I looked up. It takes 20 minutes to get there.
Oh, and
we
lovely.
Have 3 minutes left.
You have to get there early so they can numb your face, but fine. I can do so 3 minutes.
Let's end by making fun of this imbecile that never quite caught on in America, known as James Corden.
It is the final late, late show in the history of CBS. And I'm telling you tonight, finally, we are determined to get it right this time. We are.
No, you got it right with Craig Ferguson, who is one of the best of all time. And you couldn't even hold his balls, bro. All you had was the carpool karaoke.
I love the carpool karaoke.
Here's the problem, though. Did you ever watch James Corden's show? Ever? Did you ever sit on the couch at 11:30?
No, I only watch whatever.
That's the problem. His show costed $78 million to make, and I read online they were only making $58 million. So they were hemorrhaging $20 million. Like, his show never caught on.
No.
And then
really?
He was in the great movie known as Cats.
James Corden is spilling his guts one last time.
Yeah, he is.
The Late Late Show host said goodbye to his hit late night show on Thursday and brought together a star-studded guest list, including Harry Styles and Will Ferrell.
How are you?
I feel like he's a I feel like he's a name dropper.
Star-studded.
He's like, I have no redeeming value. I'm not funny. Because you got to think, he's always surrounding himself with other people.
You know what I loved? The era of Will Ferrell and just growing up to like those amazing Will Ferrell movies. We always looked forward to him. And he's looking like a handsome young, he's looking like a handsome older gentleman in this clip sitting on the couch across from James Corden. And
I respect that he didn't make that many movies.
Will looks so good, though. I'm feeling nostalgic. I want him to make more movies. Also, with what? James, I totally misread him. He is in a musical movie called Into the Woods, which I love.
Oh, we've all seen it.
Have you seen Into the Woods?
No, I'm just being
full of sarcasm. Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
The news clip is over with because, like the rest of America, we barely watched them.
Good one. Okay, anyways, I misjudged him because I thought he was like super nice. Like, he comes across as like really humble, down to earth, like person in real life. And then I've heard nothing but bad things.
Yeah, he's a prima donna bitch, and that's why he failed in America.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Money. And
like that?